Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Wednesday, the 22nd of February 2023 is Banjo-Kazooie, Nuts and Bolts. Banjo-Kazooie, Nuts and Bolts is a 2008 platform game developed by Rare and published by Microsoft Game Studios for the Xbox 360. Set 8 years after Banjo-Tooie, 2000, Nuts and Bolts follows Banjo and Kazooie as they compete with the witch Gruntilda for ownership of their home. Although Nuts and Bolts retains the structure of previous Banjo-Kazooie games, collecting jigsaw puzzle pieces to progress, it shifts the focus from exploration to vehicle construction. The player designs vehicles, including automobiles, boats, and aeroplanes, and uses them to complete challenges across various worlds. In multiplayer modes, players can compete or share their vehicles over Xbox Live. Nuts and Bolts entered production following the completion of Grabbed by the Ghoulies, 2003. And was developed by the same team behind the Nintendo 64 Banjo games, led by designer Greg Males. It began as a remake of Banjo-Kazooie, 1998, but was repurposed as an original game. Rare sought a broad audience and, wanting to evolve the platform genre, introduced vehicular gameplay to take advantage of the Havok physics engine. The customization elements originated from the Rare co-founder Tim Stamper's suggestion for a game similar to connecting Lego bricks. The soundtrack was composed by Robin Beanland, Dave Klinik, and Grant Kirkhope in his final work for Rare. Nuts and Bolts was released in November 2008. It drew criticism from fans for departing from the Banjo-Kazooie gameplay, but received generally positive reviews. Critics considered the vehicle editor robust and praised the visuals, music, and creativity, though they found some challenges tedious, and some questioned the new direction. Nuts and Bolts was a commercial disappointment, selling 140,000 copies in the United States by the end of 2008. Afterwards, Microsoft laid off staff at Rare and restructured them as a Kinect and Avatar-focused developer. In the decade following its release, Nuts and Bolts' reputation improved, though it remains divisive. Some journalists reappraised it as the best Banjo-Kazooie game, while others felt it failed to provide the series' gameplay. Nonetheless, its focus on construction and player freedom has been considered ahead of its time, predating popular games such as Minecraft, 2011, and Fallout 4, 2015. Nuts and Bolts was among the 30 games included in Rare's 30th anniversary compilation Rare Replay, 2015, and one of the first added to the Xbox One's catalog of backward-compatible Xbox 360 games. It remains the most recent Banjo-Kazooie game, despite fan interest in a continuation. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:34 UTC on Wednesday, the 22nd of February 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Banjo-Kazooie, Nuts and Bolts. This podcast is produced by Arbel Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Arbel Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Russell Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.